You're listening to Idaho Matters, and I'm your host, Gemma Gaudette. We would like to welcome you to our first show. This new program has you, the listener, in mind. Over the last few years, the leaders here at Boise State Public Radio realized we needed a place to further enhance our news service while also engaging better with our community. So began the inception of Idaho Matters. The goal of this program is pretty simple, a place where there can be civil discourse while providing in-depth discussions on issues that matter to our listeners. Think 1A on an Idaho level. We want to talk about issues that affect our local communities, our state, and our region. What affects you? And we need you to help us do that. We want you to engage with us on Facebook, through email, on Twitter. Tell us what matters to you. What should we be discussing? Do you have a show idea? We want to hear from you. This is a show that brings Idaho to the forefront. So joining me to talk more about the concept of the show and how all of this came to be is Boise State Public Radio General Manager Tom Michael.
It's great to be with you, Gemma.
It's great to finally be doing this.
Yes, here we are, day one.
Day one. So Tom, tell us a little bit about how this idea came to be, because this has been in the works, I've heard, for a decade.
It has been. It predates my time here. We have out in the lobby right now some former general managers, former news directors, longtime host Bob Kustra, 15 years at the university here. A lot of people have put time and thought into this effort.
And what was the idea behind bringing a program like Idaho Matters to the air?
So it's civil discourse, which we're known for in public radio, but it's also discussing issues across the state, whether it's Burley or Rupert or Victor or Sandpoint, issues that bind us together. This is what public radio does well. They do stories in context. They tell stories of our listeners and for our listeners.
And you are not foreign to bringing a show like this on the air. Your old station, you had programs like this. Same idea then to engage your local community?
Absolutely. Here in public radio, there's an inside phrase called sense of place or local that matters. And we have great national program from NPR. We have great regional programming from our regional collaborations. But what we need to do is to dig deep and tell our local stories. But before this turns into a love fest, I just want to say I'm so happy to be sitting across from you, Gemma.
Oh, thank you.
Longtime journalist in state, out of state, market across the state. And I wanted to take a second to recognize the team here in the studio.
Yes.
Rich Copeland, our senior producer, veteran producer from WITF in Pennsylvania, KNPR in Las Vegas. I think he had some WHYY time, mm-hmm. which people know as Philadelphia. Longtime journalist here, reporter here in Boise, Samantha Wright also. Legislative Breakdown was one of her local podcasts, longtime ATC host. And Paul Stribling, one of our executive producers, who also brings just decades of knowledge. So I just wanted listeners to know, and I'm so glad you're in this role. You're perfect for this role.
Oh, thank you. I am very happy to be here and very honored and blessed to be a part of this. So I want to know more about when you got here to Boise State Public Radio. Was something like this on your checklist of things to do?
Well, sure. And it comes from all our strategic planning and visioning. Local news. We've seen a decline in other markets of local news product. Oftentimes, newspapers and television stations and other broadcast outlets aren't doing as much as through consolidation. We all know this story. We've been seeing this for 20 years. So an investment in local news is so important. You heard a list of names at the beginning there.
Mm-hmm.
Those are people who decided to step up and sponsor local news. Because if we don't find out who's in our pocket or who's doing what in the community, then we're not serving our listeners as well.
And when we talk about our listeners, that's truly the key, I believe, behind the concept of this program.
It is. Just think about the way people interact with radio. It's not a one-way medium. It's two-way. In fact, on social media, there's a way to do that. Is that right?
That's right. One of the things that we're really asking people to do, and we're kind of emulating this really around how 1A does it. So if you're a big fan of 1A and Joshua Johnson, you know that he's always asking the listener to engage, right? Bring us show ideas, or if you have a comment or something like that. And that's really what we want our listeners to do here. So the way to do that is you can always email us, and that's idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You can also go to our Facebook page, Boise State Public Radio, and on Twitter, and that is KBSX915, and then hashtag us, if you will, hashtag Idaho Matters. So if you have a comment about a segment that's going on, if you have a question during the middle of the segment, somehow get us that information so that we can ask the question. And if you have show ideas, we want to hear about that. What should we be covering? And I think the reason behind that is that we are not just about the great state of Ada, as a lot of people say. This is Idaho Matters. This is about Idaho and about all of the areas of Idaho and what matters to Idahoans. So as you said, Tom, in the beginning, whether you're in Boise, whether you are in McCall, the Sun Valley area, you know, wherever you live, wherever you work, wherever, whatever affects you, we want to hear from you. I think it's important in this day and age that we engage with our listeners. We don't want to talk at you. We actually want to talk with you.
Absolutely right. And another aspect of this, Gemma, as you know, it will be your interviews, mm-hmm. And also field reports from amplifying the work that our great newsroom does. Matt Gillum, Frankie Barnhill, and Norm Gunning, and all the others, as well as our Mountain West News Bureau. What that is a 6-station, 5-state collaboration based here in Idaho, including editor Kate Kincannon and Idaho reporter Amanda Peacher, covering issues of interest to the Mountain West. So we have an opportunity to amplify that. I've been a reporter. You've been a reporter. You know how it is. You go out and you talk to someone for 20 minutes, mm-hmm. and you come back with 90 seconds of tape, and you share it, and it's great. But there's also probably some great 8 to 10 minutes that those folks had out in the field, and we'd like to share that as well.
And that's one of the big things here, I think, is it is giving that place to be able to discuss and explore the issues in a more in-depth way. It's sometimes hard to do that in a 90-second news piece. So the how this show will break down is normally 4 segments a day. It's a 1-hour show, but think of it in 4 segments. So each segment will be about 12 minutes, and that's where we can really delve in to these issues. So whether it is a reporter piece that maybe they did something that was 4 minutes, right? We are going to have the reporter come in and, as you said, Tom, talk more about what they found out about that topic. Maybe play some of that tape that is usually just kind of left on the cutting room floor because we don't have space to play that sound. So it is just a place and a space to be able to just delve into those issues more in depth.
If I could say, this is the people's forum to the public forum, as mm-hmm. you said. It won't just be newsmakers. It'll be interesting people in Idaho, across the state, doing amazing things.
Yeah. Like, for example, just if you're wondering, all right, so what are they going to be talking about? Well, as you heard today, they're Dr. David Grinspoon. And if you follow him on Twitter, I think his Twitter handle is Dr. Funky Spoon. And yeah, so there you go. But he is actually speaking at Boise State University tonight. So he's coming in and he's talking about, he just has a new book out, and it's about how humans and the earth interact and how our effects on each other. So we're going to be talking to him about that. But then later on in the week, on Friday, for example, TEDx is coming up in Boise. We're going to have a speaker or two come on to talk about not just what the topic is, but how do you go from an idea to a TEDx speaker and, you know, all of that in between, as well as newsmakers. So it is just kind of an eclectic mix of what matters in Idaho.
There are people listening right now who are thinking, oh, they've got to talk to this person. Oh, I need them to talk to this person. That's great. We need your energy and your enthusiasm. You'd asked me a little bit earlier about my history with mm-hmm. talk shows at other stations. I started one called Talk at 10 just to remind people when it started, 10 a.m. But at the end of the day in a small town, I think we interviewed everyone, right?
Right.
We went through the list. And at one point we thought, okay, show's over. It's done. And we went to kill it. We talked to our people out there and they said, you can't do that. It's our show. And we kept it because where else are we going to have such a platform to share ideas, have civic discourse? And the other beauty I love about this show, Idaho Matters, Gemma, with you at the helm, is that this isn't a snooty show. This show belongs to everyone.
Absolutely. And I really want that to be emphasized, right, is that there is really no topic that we can't discuss. If it's important to people, we want to talk about it with you. And it is something that I think we need right now in the culture that we live in and in the time that we live in, to be able to talk in a way that people can hear each other. And I think the goal at the end of the day is to talk about these issues so that you as the listener can walk away more informed to be able to make your own decision about something. I think that's just critical and that's key. And speaking of, you know, these public affairs talk shows, I think one of the great things, Tom, that you did today was inviting other people who are in this arena already, because we're following in their footsteps.
In public media here, we have Peter Morrill, Bruce Reichert, Marsha Franklin, Greg Hahn, Melissa Davlin, and of course, Dr. Bob Kustra, 15 years on the air, longtime host of Reader's Corner on Fridays and mm-hmm. Sundays. And you know, the idea of the extended interview is disappearing across media. It's great to have his book interviews, his author interviews on the air. And I heard he gave a shout out to us at the Leadership Forum this morning in Sun Valley.
Yeah.
So we'll welcome here to the station when he gets back. But live and local, it's the people's show. And, you know, 18 transmitters and translators throughout the state. We serve 2/3 of the state. We really want to hear from everyone.
We really do. And don't think that there's any topic that we wouldn't be willing to delve into. And because if it matters to you, it matters to other people. And the hope is to really make sure that we focus on all of the state. I can't emphasize that more, because you know, I think a lot of times we all kind of live in our own little bubble, right? And what affects us personally. But I think what we can do with this program is to realize how interconnected we all are, right? So, for example, one of the interviews that's coming up on today's show is about how the potential tariffs between China and the U.S. has an effect on Idaho, because it could have a tremendous effect on Idaho. And if you've just kind of been, you know, listening in the background to what's going on with that, you may not have known the connection that Idaho has to this and how it could affect our economy. So it's things like that, right? That bringing the national to the local level about how we could be affected by that. And, you know, so if there is something that you think we need to be talking about, make sure you let us know. And right on our website, we actually, in the programs, if you scroll down, you hit Idaho Matters, right there it says, have a show idea? You can submit that show idea, because we really do want to hear from you. It's really important that we get listeners engaged, because as you said, Tom, this is the people's show. I mean, this is about you, the listener, and how we can better serve you and serve our communities. Because I always say, we all live here, right? We might happen to be the ones wearing the headphones and be on the air, but we live here. And this is our community too.
We just wrapped up our spring membership drive, and we heard from many of the funders for this program even. Suzanne Allen, Beverly Robertson, Gary and Kathy Falk in Boise State University, helping to make the investment needed to hire people, to make the studio changes here, to make this happen. So thank you to all those folks out there who believe in this vision. I should say that, you know, I've seen the schedule of what's coming up, and there's a lot of activity in the back. This is a fun and exciting time. And what a time for this state. What a time for this region. One of the fastest growing states and mm-hmm. regions. A lot of things happening. I had dinner last night with a woman who traces her history back to 100 years, back to the early logging and mining days here. And what stories to tell there as well. This is really exciting.
And I think you're right that when we look at where Idaho is at, right, and the growth that we're seeing in Idaho, it is an important time to be talking about these issues and giving it more time and depth than you can normally do in a regular news segment. So that's what I'm excited about too. And I know later on this summer we'll be doing our newsroom. We'll be doing a much broader in-depth look at growth and the economy. And what's great about that is, once again, our reporters get time to do that. The pieces are usually about 4 minutes or so. We're going to bring them in here and be able to discuss this in a bigger, broader way.
The gubernatorial candidates mm-hmm. as well, is that on tap?
So that is. So I know our reporters have been talking with the gubernatorial candidates. So we will, of course, be airing that within our newscast. And then I believe the week of May 7th, when you listen in, we're going to make sure that we put all of that on the air. And also, speaking of the gubernatorial candidates, normally we will be rebroadcasting every night, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. We're in collaboration, though, with Idaho Public Television today, and they are doing a gubernatorial debate. So we'll be airing that tonight at 8 p.m. in place of our normal program. And quickly, Tom, I know we've had to do some programming changes because of bringing a new show in. Talk a little bit about that, because I think sometimes there's not an understanding of everything that goes into adding a one-hour show.
Here's the headline. No shows are going away.
There you go. That's the headline. Did you hear that?
We're adding Idaho Matters, and we're adding BBC News Hour. So this is how your morning will go. You'll spend it with Matt Gillum until 10 o'clock, and then 2 hours of Here and Now broadcast live here, Idaho Matters, at noon. At 1, following this show, Gemma, BBC News Hour, Fresh Air at 2, and then All Things Considered regular schedule. The evening's exciting, too. At 8 o'clock, a replay of this program. At 9, 1A, a special look at the program. And then we have a variety of shows at 10 o'clock throughout the schedule. Please go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org to learn more.
Yeah, so know that there was a lot of thought put into this. And it is important to all of us to have you here. And I want to thank Tom so much for coming in.